Okay. Okay. It is 6:31 or 6:30 and a half. I'm going to officially call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting serving as Drainage District Trustees. This is one of our many duties and responsibilities that oftentimes go unnoticed until there's a drainage issue that needs to be addressed. This meeting is on March 20th, 2012. And just for the record, I'm going to just kind of change the order a little bit and just ask those of you who are in attendance. I know we've got a sheet going around to just state who you are and what community you represent and so forth. As you can see, the three supervisors, me, I'm Wayne Clinton, the chair, Paul Toots over here, Rick Sanders. We have Scott Wall over here as our drainage clerk, and Darren Moon is our county engineer. So, Tracy, we'll start back there with you. Okay. Neil. So you've got multiple duties. All right. Okay. Over here. Roland. Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Thank you. Thanks for being here. And if others come in a little bit later, great. Well, the purpose of this meeting is really twofold. One is really addressing the topic of the transfer of control of drainage districts under Iowa Code Section 468.322-326. And letters were sent out by Scott to the various cities and communities regarding several of the cities and districts that were under consideration. The purpose of this meeting is to hear from the representatives of any concerns or questions so that we will be able to take those under consideration as we go through the process of trying to set a date for actually transferring control of several of these districts if that becomes the decision that we will arrive at a later time. So with that, Scott, could I just for a moment fart upon you just kind of just a quick overview of where we are, why we're here. We've talked about this as a board of the drainage trustees for many years. We've never really taken this step at this point. We've also had some big assessments recently in drainage. I think this board has taken a proactive view as to our responsibility as drainage trustees and trying to establish some maintenance agreements and other types of work that is going on. And as we looked at the whole view of drainage districts and control, this has been one of those areas that's been mentioned and looked at, but no action is basically taken, and we felt that it was time that we start the process of further looking at what the code section allows us to do with this. So just in a nutshell, Scott, if you could just kind of give us a quick overview from your perspective of why this part of the meeting is necessary from our standpoint and be able to answer any questions that anyone may have before we get into that.
Okay. Just to quickly summarize the code, it allows the board acting as drainage district trustees, and they're not the board of supervisors here tonight. They're wearing their drainage district trustees hats. It's a totally separate function from all the other county functions that they perform. Any cities that encompass more than 25% of a drainage district and are using that district as part of their storm sewer system, the trustees can turn jurisdiction of that district or the running of that district, the administrative running of that district, over to the city. And tonight we're looking at, I think, six or seven districts for six cities. The county as a whole has 119 districts. I don't have the exact number that impinge on cities, but there are over 20, well over 20 districts, 25 to 30 districts that fall inside cities to some extent, but most of them are 10%, 5%, 13%. So it's not a unique situation by any means. I'm not sure if Darren would be able to say better than me that you get some unique situations when the county has to go into a city to do work. And people will question, the city people will question, not the city employees, but the residents, why are there county employees, tearing up the ground inside the city? It's just a pure situation. I don't know how comfortable or uncomfortable that is for Darren's drain crew, but it probably presents some unique challenges, questions. At any rate, this meeting came about, the code allows the trustees to say, here you go, and then it says the city shall take what we give them. If we give them control of the district, they have no choice but to take it, as long as it meets the criteria in the code. The purpose of this meeting was just to get the cities that are interested, give them an idea of what that jurisdiction amounts to, what their duties would be, what the trustees currently do with regards to drainage, what the county engineer does with regard to drainage, answer any questions that you might have as to how much this is going to impinge on your functions as a city and how many extra duties this will entail you bringing on board. The way I foresee it working is that the county's not going to give you absolutely everything. Currently, when districts are levied, the funds are maintained by the auditor's office. They're collected by the treasurer, maintained by the auditor. The auditor does the levying. We've got one district in Surrey County now that is their own trustees, and the auditor's office and treasurer's office still fulfill those functions for them. So I don't foresee that we'd lay that duty on the cities and have you levy your own residents, because I'm not sure that you have the software, any of you. Most of the cities, the small towns, probably don't have that software. So we can certainly keep doing some of those duties and give you, advice and assistance and whatever else is needed. We're just trying to offload some of the administrative duties.
I view it as really trying to give as local of control as possible in any one of these districts that are being utilized by the cities for part of their storm sewer, as it's defined in the code. This is a non-cost issue as I see it, because the levying would still work exactly the same.
Yep.
I don't even necessarily view it as an administrative issue, because I think that you're part of the deal. I mean, you come along with the drainage districts in terms of administering. It's who makes the decisions on what's going to happen in these drainage districts. And for me, we got into a big project with Milford 32, and the first time that I thought or had seen, I'm sure you went out, you'd seen Milford 32 plenty of times. The first time I ever visited Milford 32 was when we were in the process of making a decision on what to do with it, and it struck me as borderline ludicrous that we're the three people making decisions for some of these drainage districts that rest mostly or wholly within the cities. When it's not a cost issue, it's not an administration issue, it's simply a who gets to make the decision. The other one, Darren, is some of the things we dealt with in Story City, where these drainage tiles become basically a Frankenstein, and we don't know anything about it. We don't know who's feeding into it or how they're feeding into it or who's building a building on top of it until there's a problem. And then you've got a real mess, and it seems to me that the cities would be in better position to handle that within their jurisdiction. So that's to me how we ended up getting here, to have this conversation tonight. And I, as I understand this conversation, it's simply an opportunity for you guys to say, well, what exactly would this mean for our city? Here's our problems with it. Consider this. Please think about that. I mean, the good one that's been brought up to me is Kelly. Is Kelly large enough to even handle the control of a drainage district? I mean, we need to consider things like that. So, sorry to jump in, but I've never viewed this as trying to do anything other than pass control to the most local authority possible, rather than having it decided by three county supervisors serving their role as drainage district trustees.
And in the past, the way drainage district issues have been taken care of in the past is people in the district will call in when they see a problem. And quite often in the districts and cities, it's the mayor or a city council member that calls in because his constituents have said, I've got a water problem. And so they go to the city first.
Okay, thank you, both of you, for your analysis of that. Darren, you have anything to add at this time before we open this up? And then I just wanted to know, do we want to try to follow the agenda as laid out with the various cities and districts in order to hear from the representatives there? Anything from your perspective?
Just to expand on some of the issues we have recently with Story City, Ames, we're even seeing a lot of changes to the actual district tile, which is technically illegal, that the cities are doing we don't know about. It's not necessarily wrong, but, I mean, it needs to be locally controlled if there's going to be changes made, we feel. Especially in Story City, we're getting into tree removals. That's where we get real uncomfortable, coming into a city limits, taking out trees, which we normally do out in the rural areas, but we get in town, you're talking a whole different set of circumstances for tree removal. Mainly, I'm here to answer questions, and my role as engineer, I am not the engineer when it refers to engineering the code, so there's really no change over there. That's the engineer the district uses, Fox Engineering. So there's really nothing additional there. The cities could hire Fox just like we do. I'm just mainly involved because we do some of the minor maintenance with our crews. So that brings me, and I advise the board on other issues. But when it refers to engineering the code, that is more of a consulting type engineer.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, as if we kind of go back to the agenda as things are laid out, the first alphabetically comes up as Ames, and there were Washington number 59 and Ontario 63. We've also received correspondence from the city, particularly regarding one of these districts and the possible suggestion that it may not necessarily meet the code requirements as outlined and so forth. So we want to be able to, for the record, be able to hear concerns and address them as possible. So, Tracy, do you want to come on down, perhaps? And you got the mic over there at the table. Okay. If it's on, it should work.
Can you hear me? It is lit up.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something that's recording.
It's mainly for the recording purposes, yeah.
I think that our main questions, they were addressed to you in a letter from our city attorney on Ontario 63 on March 16th,
mm-hmm.
related to what are your records, what information have you been using in order to conclude that the city uses or relies upon this as part of the drainage system? And that is part of the code in reference to the ability to transfer jurisdiction. And actually, this will apply as well to the other drainage districts still on the agenda of Washington 59, but we wanted to come to this meeting and discuss that as well.
Yeah, I don't think, based on the original notes you gave us, I don't think we had any empirical evidence that Ames was using it. But since it is a tile system within a residential area that drains water, it led us to conclude that, in fact, it was used as part of that. Now, clearly, you guys lay out that it's not tied into that at all. That leads me to, why do we have a drainage district there? Why don't we just abolish the drainage district? I mean, if they've got separate storm sewer that's handling all of it, then we don't need tile there.
Well, one, that's part of the problem. We don't know if it's tied in or not.
They say it's not.
We've checked every one of our storm sewer structures.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not tied into our storm sewer system that was built to our standards and specifications.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And two, the way the code reads, it reads is it's being used for storm sewer or drainage purposes. I would be surprised if that is not being used for some sort of drainage purpose in the town, whether it's storm sewer or not. Somebody's probably tied to it one way or another.
are you going to prove that to us, I guess, is the question, because we, you know, if you haven't done maintenance on these, they, if they're butt joints, they've filled up with silt, they're not even functioning. So
just, I'm just questioning why we even have them as drainage districts. I mean, as you say, they're really not serving the purpose of draining these residential areas.
Our storm sewer system is constructed with concrete pipe. It's an open joint system to take that groundwater if there's groundwater. This is a citywide standard that we use, so we don't rely on the tile.
Yeah, and so for me, then I get into what's involved in just abolishing a drainage district and forgetting about it. Okay.
Something that says the trustees couldn't start the petition, you know, contact the owners and say, hey, this is out there. You know, it could potentially cost you money if the tile breaks. This particular district, Ontario 63, does drain into an area outside the corporate limits. And so that there's some ag land just outside the corporate limits. This is on North Dakota Avenue.
Okay.
That may utilize that tile, but it may not need it either because you've got some, you know, the land slopes down there about half mile outside the city limits, you go down to a creek, so it may drain by itself anyway, but that's something that needs to be investigated probably more. Also, Ames, a lot of the small cities, I'm not sure what they have for storm sewers, if some of them even have a storm sewer system. Ames certainly does. They have a pretty robust system, so you know, you could probably get rid of the tile in Ames without much effect, but if you were to take all the tile out of someplace like Collins,
right,
that could cause a real issue for them.
Sure.
Well, just
right. Yeah, they could be getting a benefit that all their water isn't going into the storm sewer. That'd be hard to test.
Well, and that's what this, to me anyway, that's what this was intended to do, is figure out where those items exist. I mean, I know as we sit here right now and talk about Ontario 63. For me, that one falls so far down the priority list now because Ames is taking care of it.
Some of these have not been levied for 50 years, which indicates that they're just not active districts. That, I think, is one of the ones that hasn't been looked at for a tremendously long time.
Sure.
But the question comes up then that if ever there was an issue because of the proximity of where it's located and the majority of it is within that jurisdiction, is that automatically totally their responsibility then? Under the current configuration of how things are laid out now?
If the county keeps control of Ontario 63, for instance, and there becomes an issue where we have to go in and repair it, and then we start finding that there are connections, you could
Let's say even if you find that there aren't connections.
Fairly certain that we're not going to find any. You know, no. If we started finding them, we'd say, hey, it looks like this is hooking into storm sewer or whatever, or it's not. But the way the code is written, I don't think we can turn it over to Ames unless we find evidence that it connects to their storm sewer system. Yeah. I mean, we're not saying that the city itself is using this tile as storm sewer, but the residents are getting a benefit. The code assumes they're getting some benefit. That's why they're in a district.
Sure, but for me, if a city comes forward and says, we've checked, we're not using this, then to me, we just kind of say, okay, we're going to move on then. But if a problem comes up in Ontario 63, I know exactly where I'm looking. I'm going to Ames and I'm going, wait a minute now. You said you weren't using this. This wasn't being utilized. And then we move ahead in that way. Yeah.
It could completely clog up and we never know because the regular storm sewer system is handling it. But in that case, we'd just maintain control of it, and we'd never levy it because nothing's going on, so it wouldn't become any kind of administrative issue for anyone, really.
Right.
Unless the tile collapses and the ground goes with it, and they get a trench or a suckhole or something like that.
Right. So to me, that takes care, for my purposes anyway, that takes care of Ontario 63. Clearly, we moved past Washington 79 a long time ago, which just leaves me in Ames with Washington 59, which is what's under the airport, right?
There's a large piece out in the county, and then it comes into the airport, Ames Municipal Airport property.
Right.
And then crosses US 69 into the Tea Garden Southdale subdivision area.
Right.
On the east side of US 69. We've looked at that area as well, and again, I guess we question how are we using it when we have our own storm sewer system. Even including on the airport property. We have done a lot of drainage improvements on the airport property, and again, we have storm sewer on the airport property. We found one storm intake at the top of our system where there is a tile potentially coming in, and our interpretation is that the drainage district is actually relying on us and our storm sewer system because they're not draining through the actual tile that it should be tying through.
And that's an interesting interpretation. My issue there is, and Darren, you're going to have to help me through this. It seems like a year or so ago, when they were working on some things in the airport, the city came in and put a bunch of dirt on top of one of the tiles. Or, I mean, you're going to have to help me through this one. I just remember that there was some kind of red flag that went up for me.
Yeah.
Reuters did it.
Right. Right.
They were actually aggressively pursuing filling in a waterway, and we stopped them before EPA or DNR came in and fined them, basically, because we got wind of it. So, and then they did grading.
And if you wouldn't mind, just help me with, as we talk about the transfer of control to Ames, this would seem to me to be one of those areas where Ames would say, sure, we want to control what's going on in our own ground, and I don't get that sense. I get the sense that you guys are highly reluctant to take any of this, and it doesn't mesh with me, so help me understand that.
Okay. You know, your comfort with dealing with people in the county, completely different than dealing with people in the city. There's a very small portion of this drainage district in the city. So it's a large portion. I mean, the city would basically end up assessing people in the county. This is something that we're going to city council with. I mean, city council can direct me any which way to come back with this. I mean, 59 is the one that, you know, we'll probably talk about most next Tuesday. Tuesday evening is when I plan to take it to them.
Okay.
Well, what determines this 67% that's figured that's listed here? What's the determining factor there? Right.
So 33% of this district actually falls outside of the city limits.
No, the opposite.
This says 60. What I've got says 67% of
inside,
this district is inside
of
Ames.
That's what we have.
Yeah.
Right.
Is within the city.
And 100% of the tile that's in the ground. Everything else is just open ditch,
right,
feeding it in or out, just ground. Okay. So all 100% of the improvements in 59 are inside the city limits.
The district and improvements.
The district improvements. And 67% of the ground is inside the city
limits. Yes.
Okay.
Does this one have an active assessment on it? I know improvements were done in the area in the 80s.
It hasn't been assessed since the 80s.
Okay. And that
85 or 86 it was
paid off.
We did something.
But it hasn't required an assessment.
Isn't this the one that we wanted to transfer sometime in the 80s and the city asked us to wait?
Yes. We had it listed on our records as having been transferred to the city, and when all this came up within the last year, not Tracy, but somebody else of the city had contacted me and asked me if I could find that, and I couldn't find anything other than a note from his Mayor Goodman at the time requesting that we hold off on the transfer until some work had been completed. And so there should have been a resolution by the board to transfer control. I couldn't find any evidence that there ever was one. So we've marked it back as still being under our control. But we had thought it wasn't for for years and years, since before me, or any probably before anybody here, certainly.
It's the ditch that runs in between those houses right there.
Nope, you have a tile that runs under our paved Q-net. Our Q-net is our storm sewer system. So instead of a vegetated swale, it was paved because the low flows eroded it.
This has the rock walls on the side of it.
No,
I've walked this one, I
think. In people's backyard, it's a flume type. Sorry, flume. Flume.
Yeah.
Well, I've
got a tile under that right now.
Actually, the more I listen to this, I said reasonable-minded people can differ. And to me, the simple matter of the fact is, according to the code, you know, we as a county can make the decision to transfer it. And it'll be up to you all to decide what you want to do from that point on. We may never come to an agreement. As I listen here, that, you know, that we're 100% with you, particularly in terms of to what degree there is a benefit or from the drainage portion of this. That's one option. The other option is to do nothing. I don't think that we are at a point that we want to sit back and say, well, we're not going to do anything. We're either going to transfer it or we're not going to transfer it. To me, it's that simple. And if the code says we can do that, my position is we're going to hear the discussion, and I'm going to vote to transfer unless I can be absolutely convinced that this is an improper action for us to do. That's just where I'm coming from.
Okay, Steve Shanker would like me to ask what the appeal process is and what the process is for the public hearing beyond tonight.
Great. We'll find that out and get it to you.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I think we know that, don't we? Right. I mean, we're going to go through this meeting today.
We're going to go through this meeting, set the date.
And we're going to set a date.
Right. Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
Where any formal action would be taken on any of these.
Yeah, this section of the code doesn't have an appeal process.
Right.
It's more of, right now, it's the city saying they don't believe they're utilizing.
Well, we don't even know that the city's saying that on Washington. We know that they're saying it on 63. We know that we're not going anywhere on Washington 79. We don't even know that the city ultimately is going to be opposed to Washington 59 until you go in front of the city council, give your report, and find out what the council has to say, correct?
They're the 27th.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
So is it a court system?
Is it?
No.
I don't know.
If the district doesn't meet the requirements of the code, then we can't transfer jurisdiction to you. But
it's argument of interpretation of the code.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. At this point, it's kind of a county said, city said.
I would ask. And this is me speaking for me. I would ask that you go before the city council and let them know that it is the drainage district trustees' intention to discuss and consider transferring Washington 59 to the city of Ames because it lies 100% of the drainage district improvements lie within the city limits, and 67% of the ground lay within the city limits. We believe it is being used for drainage, and we believe in local control wherever possible, and get some kind of response from them, because ultimately no decision is going to be made until we set that final date. And I would like to hear back on exactly where the city of Ames stands before we make this decision.
And that action has to be done by the Board of Supervisors through a resolution. It can't be done by this board.
Okay.
If I read the code right, the Board of Supervisors has to adopt a resolution to transfer.
I don't think the code knows when we're supervisors and when we're drainage district trustees.
The code doesn't make any reference to drainage district trustees. It simply says Board of Supervisors.
Right.
And I don't think as trustees we can.
Under the code, unless the district has its own trustees, the Board of Supervisors act as trustees.
We act as trustees.
I know previous supervisors are adamant that we are not the supervisors here, we're the trustees here. But it does, Paul's right, it does say when a county board of supervisors elects to transfer control of a drainage district.
Good. But no, but I definitely appreciate the conversation, and I think it's important.
Good.
And that's the purpose of the meeting. Good.
Will we receive a response regarding Ontario 63 so that there's an official position that you're not going to take any further action of?
Yeah, I think we would have to notify. Well, I think it's reverse of that. I think we would have to notify you if we were going to take any further action on 63.
If they'd like a letter, I can write a letter.
Yeah.
But we wrote you a letter, and so
absolutely.
My legal department's going to ask if you're going to send us a letter in response.
No, whatever Doug needs, he can have from us.
Okay.
My stance on Ontario, these two still have to weigh in, but my stance on Ontario 63 is, to me, you've made the case that you're not using Ontario 63. I'm just not going to worry about Ontario 63. I am still worried about Washington 59 because clearly something is happening with that whole, you know, there's still something happening with that whole district, and I would prefer Ames to control it and be able to do whatever you want to do with it than us to have to worry about, you know, who's putting dirt where and what's happening there and things like that.
Yeah. The problem I have with any of this is that if, you know, are we going to have to prove absolutely if any of these districts in any of these cities are being used for drainage purposes? I mean, the one I know for sure is Story City because we've had a lot of problems with that, and it's because that the city's hooked their storm sewer into the district tile, so there's no question there for me. The other ones I have a question for. I mean. Or a question with. I mean, you'll never know unless you dig them up and find them. I mean, you can sit there and tell us all night long that the city's never hooked any drainage tile into the district's drainage tile, but I know some of those houses in the Tea Garden area were built in the early 60s, and there's a very good possibility that any tile that any private property owner would have done hooked into a district tile if there was a district tile down there, because I'm guessing the city didn't have any drainage tiles down there. A lot of those houses down there still have wells, whether they use them or not.
No, they have wells for drinking water, and they had septic tanks for sanitary sewer, but storm sewers were built with the street network.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to any perimeter tile that goes around a house if that hooked into a district tile?
The perimeter tiles are required to go into the storm sewer, and back in the 60s, typically the problem was that they took them into the sanitary sewer if there was no storm sewer there, or they automatically took them to the sanitary sewer. That's why a lot of communities are having issues with inflow and infiltration, is because when it rains, the sump pumps go into the sanitary sewer and get to the treatment plants. DNR
right.
hates that.
Sure
we hate
do, but,
that.
But,
that's the issue.
But what
Not
I'm saying
going
is
in necessarily into a district tile.
When those houses were built, there was no sanitary sewer. They were all using septic systems.
It was in the county then.
Right, but I know that.
Talking about the ones along US 69?
No, I'm talking about the Tea Garden and Willowbrook. I know
and
those houses are.
The streets and the storm sewer were built with it, and the sanitary.
Right, but originally when those houses were built, they used their own septic system and wells, but they were within the city limits.
The ones that were annexed in that were already there that had septic tanks were allowed to keep them. But the ones that were built within the corporate limits had the sanitary built with the street. Does that make sense? And then the state code is when the septic tank goes bad and needs to, and this is code now, needs maintained, and there's sanitary sewer for a corporation within 200 feet, they have to connect.
Right.
Right. Right.
So that's the difference of the septic tanks.
Right, but it still goes back to me. Wayne, I think you were right on the money with what you were talking about. It goes back to me. What is the triggering language in here for being able to transfer? Obviously, we can argue about whether it's being used for storm sewer. Ames says clearly we built it. It's not being used for storm sewer. Hard to argue whether it's being used for drainage purposes. I mean, if there's any water flowing through any of those tiles, they're being used for drainage purposes. So I think from a it'll be interesting. I'm going to ask Doug and Steve Owen to get together and just kind of talk through this paragraph, because we just need to get to some kind of understanding of what we're empowered to do. And I'd even suggest, guys, that one of us sit down with Steve Shanker and just kind of talk through where we are with him before they have their meeting Tuesday night, so that everybody's on the same page as we go through this. Wayne, like you said, we don't always have to agree, but it's reasonable to think that we can all get on the same page in terms of what we're trying to do.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'll let Steve Shanker know that one of you will be calling him, and Steve Owen will be calling Doug Merck.
I can't commit
to
anything.
But we'll
talk,
we'll talk to him about that. Great.
Okay.
And thank you.
Did the board intend to make some kind of take some kind of action on Ontario 63 tonight, or wait until you talk to Steve and to the city of Ames a little further?
Well, Ontario 63, yeah. If we,
so
I don't know.
Direct
are we allowed?
Well, basically on this, I don't think we're taking any action.
Okay.
I mean, according to the agenda, there's no action
right.
here other than the second thing, and that's to set the date for the meeting of the transfer. So I think we can obviously discuss that with Steve-O regarding that, and I think we've heard, you know, kind of the general feeling. But I think the final decision would have to be dealt with when we take action on dealing with any meeting to actually transfer control.
I'll write a letter tomorrow then.
But, yeah.
I think we'll get to it at the end
of
the meeting.
We'll get to it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Then moving on down.
Go down from Cambridge. I don't think Cambridge is present, so I'm going to actually. My name is Jeff Peterson, Public Works Director with the city. I'm kind of in the same boat as Tracy. I know where this line kind of lays. I've actually found it for the county.
Okay.
But we have no drainage. This goes through the old kind of the railroad, the upper edge of the railroad property behind our industrial park. It's been in there for years. If I could take this map, I think you actually need to slide it a little bit toward this line that they're showing. It needs to be actually slid out of that boundary that's with that red line, and it's actually slid to the south. This line actually lays up a little bit on the upper edge, on the back side, and on our main street. It boiled up for months and months, and nobody knew what it was. So I had dug it up, called the county, said didn't have anything. We actually rerouted that pipe for the county down into that railroad drainage area at that point, if you know where that line comes up that main street there. I've never seen the line that's coming down the main street. We don't have anything. Everything's, as far as we're concerned, has been our standards and our specifications as far as our storm sewers as well. So,
now, is this 38?
If I've done anything, I've probably helped protect it for you guys when people have found it and told them to fix it and watch it because the county couldn't come over to fix it. So I've actually went back to actually make sure it got fixed properly. I know where the exit is. I've seen that because I've talked to the county the last couple of years because it's been an issue down there for years. It hasn't got fixed. They finally came down this year. I'm not sure what they did because it just kind of got all filled in with dirt. So I've asked for them to give me that so I kind of know so I can help somebody if they ever come, but I'm not sure exactly what.
Have you at some point had an opportunity to share that information with Darren at all regarding what had been done?
I just got this letter. I wrote a letter on behalf of with our engineers and stuff, and we were just kind of concerned that we act like, why is this being done, first of all? And it seems to me there's two different positions. One's wanting to give us control, and the other just wants to get rid of responsibility, up here is what I'm seeing. And I don't know what it is, if it's the responsibility you guys don't want, or you actually really want to give us control. Because I don't really see any control and any benefit to us. I mean, we do everything in our own specs and standards. We are not hooked to this. It goes to the majority of the field here, and it actually is picking up fields, it looks like, to the very west, too. So,
What I would say back to you, what I'd say back to you is, it sounds to me like you've been more heavily involved in this district anyway than we have all the way through.
Yeah.
And so what I'm suggesting is, it may make sense
for you
and the people you work for to be the ones deciding what gets done. Then you don't have to go through what you went through where you were asking for something to get fixed. You just go ahead and have it fixed.
Didn't bother me. I just was trying to help protect the assets. This is your utility. To me, you asked the question to Tracy, what is this benefit? There's really no benefit. It's like somebody wanted me to give their, maybe a new system. Maybe somebody's got a water system. All of a sudden, hey, we want to give it to you. I really don't know if I want it because it's not up to my standards. I don't know where it's at. I don't know what it's made of. I'm not sure what kind of, what condition it's in. Why would I want to take something like that on that regard? Listen to Darren saying, this is very old. We don't know where it lays. I don't know where it lays. I don't want to take. I don't have the money to do that. I don't have the money to go out and decipher whether this is a Story County drainage district tile or what it is. I don't have those resources. I don't have the equipment to do it. I don't have a great big cat crawler like the county does. I don't have those. I don't have a great big tree remover, So to us, it's an extra expense, and we're right now, as everybody else knows, we're budget cutting ourselves, and we're pretty slim too. And to have something like this to come to us and say, you're going to have to take care of this, that's a pretty big burden for us. That's something we really don't have any, we've never had jurisdiction of it. We've never hooked to it. We've never asked to hook to it. And it doesn't do anything for us.
But clearly, I'm missing something because I'm not seeing cost with this.
I haven't seen it either.
Would it, so us transferring control, let's say something went to Huxley. Is there cost to Huxley for having control of this drainage district?
No.
They build the district.
They build the district.
Exactly.
They
build the district. If money would come from the same place it's coming from now, it would just be who's making the decision.
That's right.
What kind of specs things are put to, and how something is fixed when it breaks.
Right.
So maybe I'm missing.
Cost to the city in this transfer.
That, I mean, there's no cost to the county.
To clarify,
not right,
not
sure.
To my work.
Yeah, I mean, it takes staff time, but then they you'd bill the district for that staff time.
Anyone?
The only downside is if the district doesn't have sufficient funds, you might have to wait for a levy to come back before you recoup your costs that you build the district.
But they get to decide then, if they control the district, they get to decide how much is in reserve for that district.
Yes,
so
right.
You could build in, I mean, like I say, for me, again, it has not been, I've never been shy about making decisions. I mean, it's a failing I've got. I'm very willing to make decisions. I just don't know that it's appropriate for me to be the one making decisions for what's going on in your backyard when the code clearly says you're empowered to make those decisions.
But like you said, that's controlling a utility to me that I don't know. I didn't put it in there. I don't have any reason for what it does. I don't want to know what it does. I don't have the time to go out myself to deal with it because I clearly can tell you that this map is already off. Now, who knows if that thing really lays where it's at? I don't know either. So I don't want to be out there spending. I can spend. And you wells know, probably, Darren, you can spend hours and hours of staff time out trying to figure one of these things out, whether it's actually a drainage district tile or just a farm tile somebody put in. And I don't want to take those resources from the city and spend staff hours I don't have to try to figure out what this thing is. You know what I mean? I don't have it either. So, I mean, to me, if they want to ban it, I'm all right with that because we don't use it. If the county decides they want to abolish these and ban them, that was one of my questions. Can they just get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't do anything for us. So, you know, I mean, if it's your neighborly farmer that calls because his field floods, then I guess that's the issue that you got. It's not my issue. But if it comes back to me and says, oh, we got to come out and figure this out, I can spend plenty of hours trying to figure out what this thing's doing. And I don't know either. I have nothing clearly that shows me exactly where this thing lays either. So my experience is just when it bubbled up one time and we corrected it and got it down for him, and the other time is where the effluent was at, where you could see where it was caving in. So
I would just say, I agree with you.
Public.
The landowners, and that's where the board is trying to put the decision-making power in the right hands. And this one, more than any other one, is more mixed. So this one is more difficult.
Yeah, and I've got a big question next to this one. I mean, clearly it looks to me like this one was supposed to be part of another district anyway, right? Or is that another district supposed to be part of this one, or is there something convoluted about this one?
Yeah, what Darren was talking about is referring to Palestine 24, which drains from outside the city into the city and then out to the east side of the city. Then there's also Huxley Extension 24.
Okay.
And that's the one that Huxley, well, they wrote a letter on both of them, but Extension 24 on our maps, our drainage maps do not show any drainage district tile in the extension. But if you go through the records, it talks about putting in over 1,000 feet of tile. So it's a strange situation.
Yeah.
It looks like it was designed as just what it sounds like, an extension to Palestine 24. It should have been an annexation into 24, but for some reason it was always handled as a separate district.
Right. And then just going back to refer to your feeling that this is our utility, this is something that the county has never owned. The county didn't put it in. The county has never owned it. I mean, it is... By default, the Board of Supervisors have been the ones to make decisions on what's done in those drainage districts, and that, to me, is the driving force behind having these conversations is, while I sure agree with you that you don't know where these tiles are or anything else, you know a hell of a lot more about what's going on in Huxley than anybody we have. And
I'm here. When I leave, it'll be the same situation. It'll start over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the situation. When these guys put it in, there was probably people in the county that knew clearly where these tiles were.
Yeah, right.
You know, and you know, and when I move on, I'm probably the only person who have any clue of what's going on, and what I can pass along is really nothing. You know what I mean? So it's just where I know where our one tap is, that we tapped it off to help relieve it. So it was coming in from the west side of the county in Pleasant Field, and I think it relieved it off. The guy came to me and said something broke. I saw, you know, there's a big boil over here that we've noticed, and it's all on the railroad property. You know.
Hmm.
after Doug at one of the county, yeah, that's it. He actually knew whoever came out from the county that day, and I said, well, we're just going to run down there if you don't care. And he goes, no, that's fine. So we just got rid of it, so, and it drained the guy's field to the west. So, but so.
I've got some documentation on that in case you're talking about right there. That was reflected in 2003. I wasn't involved in the town, so I just had a letter from Bob Sperry. He made it sound more like the city came to the county, so the city was not drained properly.
No, it was just coming out up in the yard, and there's this bunch of water was just rolling out of it. So, and it was clearly nothing was going any farther, you know, through the tree. I think the trees, it's all in the trees in the railroad, so I'm sure the trees and roots have got into it. So I'm sure it's in that tree. Oh, we had just called them about the water blowing up, and that was the drainage district tile, and they said no at the time. And then we dug it up to figure out what it was, and it was the drainage district tile.
But regardless to whether we're sitting, yeah. But see, this is all of the more reasons why we're trying to have this discussion now, because, I mean, over time we have different people in control of not only the drainage trustees. But people within the various cities and so forth, even change probably in the ownership of land and so forth. And so records oftentimes have not been updated and kept complete to allow us to really go back and know for certain what is done or haven't been done. And so this type of discussion could go on indefinitely from time to time as soon as a problem exists. If there's no problem, then you don't have a concern. But once you have a problem, and then it becomes the responsibility to assess, to determine what work needs to be done, and then to assess the property owners for the repair of that, that's when much of this discussion comes to play. And as part of Supervisor Sanders' comment, it would appear that local control, people within those municipalities where the majority of this district lies, is probably in a better position to determine what needs to actually be done or should be done, rather than having basically us have to make that decision. And I think that's really is the driving point as to why we're holding these discussions at this point in time. I don't think there's going to be a, I mean, there's, I don't see how we're going to arrive at a uniform decision that everybody is going to agree that this is the best way for us to proceed.
A couple questions on this district. If you look at the map of it, there's a substantial amount of ag land east and west of Highway 69 that drains into it that's in the county.
Uh-huh.
It's not within the state limit.
Uh-huh.
So if this jurisdiction would have transferred to the city, if that farmer has problems with that district tile, he's going to have to go through the city to get repairs made for something. If it's east of Highway 69, the city doesn't care about it. They have no knowledge of it, of what's there. You know, yes, it passes a half mile east-west through the city, but the city's not using it and then goes back into the county again. It seems to me that this one is a ag drainage district. It's not a municipal drainage district.
And that's Palestine 24 that we're talking about.
Yes.
Because Huxley 24 is 100% inside the city.
Right.
But there's, what we understand is that there's no improvements on it that, are, that have been documented other than a letter you found, Darren, but nobody knows where it goes.
Well, when the trustees or the supervisors were petitioned to create Huxley Extension 24, there was an engineer's report. John M. Wells was the engineer, who was the engineer for a lot of our districts back in the 1910s, 20s. He wrote a report on the district and found it was the extension 24 would be a benefit to the people that had petitioned for it, and he came up with, we need this much tile, at these locations. He describes where the tile is going in terms of from this street to this street, crossing these intersections. Unfortunately, our map of the district does not indicate any tile at all. But if you look at what was paid for, it appears that, some tile was put in. I mean, when we paid the bills, we paid a tiling company to do that. So it's a strange situation. I'm not sure if we are, well, I'm not the one to make the decision, but how comfortable I am with, us transferring control of what appears to, that should have been an annexation. Are we going to transfer that to the city but keep Palestine 24, which it should have been part of in the first place? I'm not sure why that was ever made a separate district.
But as we sit right now, those are two separate districts.
Yes. The billing is handled separately.
Okay.
Now, I would say with Palestine 24, I'd suggest it stay in the county because if there's levies going to be made, the people within the community, they can be levied just like the ag people can, and they've been doing it all over the state. And let them come to you. If they don't want to pay the levy, then they'll petition to disband the district. That's what I'd suggest. We have no power to force them to disband the district. Improvements would be the way to force them into it. The city has their own separate storm sewer system.
And where are you on Huxley 24, the extension?
Provide proof that it's there. There's pipe there. Talking to Jeff, Jeff is saying that...
back in the day, I don't know if you're familiar with Huxley, but on Highway 69, I've been there long enough, unfortunately. But if you go back, if you know where the old Casey's used to be,
yeah,
so the peat pond across there, that always we always had the peat pond out there, right behind the insurance company. Now they just built a new car wash, that back peat pond. There's a bunch of tile that was laid in through there, and through those years, when I first started for the city, the county would always come out and fix that tile, and they said it was part of the drainage district, and for the first 5-10 years, they would come out and that thing would spoil out. And all of a sudden, one day I called and they said, you know what, that's not a drainage district anymore. We're not going to do that anymore. And so then we've taken that tile over, and that tile is actually, we've been putting a lot of money into that tile to keep that thing flowing, to keep that peat pond down. And we've actually done storm sewer around the outside. We just can't get enough gravity flow to get it low enough unless we get a whole new interceptor that goes to the railroad property.
So we had tile that at one time was considered to be part of a drainage district, and then at some point they decided it wasn't.
That it's not part of the drainage district, we're not going to fix that anymore. And then that's when that ceased, and then we had to continue. We just said, for a while, we kept fighting with them on it, and said, no, we're not going to do it anymore. So, and that tile is still in there, and I got some old maps that show it, but it actually runs out, and then we've actually broke it off up there almost on First Street where we just did the new development there, and it actually, but it's been broke off for years and goes into our storm sewer system now and there. It has very little fall to it, but we do got it to where it actually flows into our storm sewer system and then dumps into the railroad property. So, and I don't know where that history came, but that was years ago. So, and they just
what's involved in going out and doing a survey of a drainage district? If we wanted to go in and say, what is Huxley 24? What's involved in doing that? But that's paid by the drainage district, ultimately, yes. If you're going to do it.
Yeah, since we still have jurisdiction, we'd hire a company that does that to come in and do it, and then we'd levy the district.
Mm-hmm. We did that in Collins a few years ago, right?
Yeah, and televising is pretty expensive.
Okay, but that was driven by water that had gathered and so forth and was creating a problem.
Collins had some tree root infestation.
But if you don't have a problem and we're just trying to explore whether it's feasible to go through the transfer, if I was a property owner, I wouldn't want you to be coming up and doing that and then turn around telling me you're going to assess me when there is no problem. I mean, I'm just looking at it if I was on the other end as a property owner. You know, in that regard. Obviously, when there's a problem and there's a drainage problem and we know that we have to go in and fix that problem, then that cost is shared amongst everybody within the district that benefits from it according to the benefit. Entirely two different scenarios. And so while one side of this says, well, yeah, we ought to probably go and determine that, at this point in time, is that the best course of action to take. I don't know. I'm just putting myself in the position of a property owner who would be assessed for something based on just the fact that we want to be able to establish whether it is or it isn't in control of this jurisdiction or that jurisdiction. I guess I wouldn't be too happy about that. Oh, I agree.
What size tile, which are district tile, which are private ag tile.
Okay.
That have been hooked into all.
Okay, but go back to the original statement that was made at the very beginning. Why we're at a point today is because in many of these cities, when they started building homes and annexing territory and so forth, the county wasn't really consulted about a lot of the changes and things that were taking place and whether or not some of these things were hooked into some of the old drainage areas there. So, I mean, and now we're, so there is, so you asked the question, while we know this should have been the way that it operated, but it did not really exist, and so part of the problem today becomes trying to determine who's responsible for whatever problem that basically comes. Is it from area that is strictly in the county that is cause for water backing up, or is it because of the new construction and tying in within the city, and maybe there's been some sinking of land or caving in and the tile has been disrupted? I mean, that's part of the real problem that we face in, I think, every municipality that is tied into the drainage.
And I don't disagree with you, but I would also say that if I'd have stayed home, I'd been a fourth-generation tiler doing that.
Right, right.
I did it for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad did a lot of work that tied into district tile. A lot of times it was ag drainage. Sometimes it was building sites, whatever it is. And I would suggest that it's no different than a property owner in town who can be assessed through the district would hook into a district tile, too. It's the same principle. It's just there could be more flow, but we all know that the capacity of those district tiles isn't much.
There you are. You're under, and as far as the documentation, I mean, all the documentation we have on every drainage district is public information.
Right.
And we can give you everything we've got on any of them. It's just in some cases we don't have a whole lot. I mean, you were just talking about it in this one district.
Some we do, some we don't.
Yeah.
This is, I think this is still in the preliminary stages. That initial letter was to get some interest going and to lead to this meeting. But it probably is a good idea. I mean, it would be fair to send the cities the maps and whatever other information we have so they can evaluate a little more where things are. It's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Again, I suggest the biggest problem with Palestine 24 is there's a bunch of ag property.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They're going to be wanting repairs or upgrades done, and the city's not really going to care because they're not using it, but they're going to be the bad guy when that big district levy has to happen. And
but
this way would be the
it would be okay for the, but it's okay for the county to be the bad guy. And I agree with you. If it's an ag tile and it's drained ag land that happens to run through the city, and the city's not using it for drainage, I don't know why we would want.
Why
it.
We wouldn't?
No, but what he's talking about, where it's east of 69, as I understand the flow, it would be flowing from the city across 69 through those. I view that differently as if the land was on the other side and it was flowing from there into the city. Then I think the city does have a vested interest in what's happening.
And then the city could petition for an upgrade then, too, that would then levy back against the entire district.
Don't think that's right. I don't think you can upgrade it.
This is one I think.
No, you can, but you run into all kinds of DNR or wetland stuff
and all that.
It's a nightmare.
There's a lot of ag land, and the city's not using the piece that's running through it, is what this one boils down to.
Yeah, and for me, I really don't have any questions about Palestine 24. I think that one makes a lot of sense for us not to go any further on. The one I still have questions on is Huxley 24, but I don't think I have enough information. And, Scott, I think you've piqued my interest enough for us to at least figure out whether that should be part of Palestine 24 or its own drainage district. And if it is going to remain its own drainage district, then we need to figure out what is really there before we decide. Because I'm not entirely convinced that we don't already have the city maintaining some of the county tile. This peat pond that he's talking about, that could easily be county tile.
That may be part of Extension 24.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. But I just think I need some more information before I can get anywhere on that one.
That tile, the old things I used to find, that tile actually ran all the way through the middle of town and actually out toward the fields again, you know what I mean? And over time, since that got abandoned, nobody would take care of it, we've kind of inherited that one as well and have been fixing that all the way, not only from up here on the Highway 69, but also as well as back on 5th Avenue.
Well, that's what I'm going to suggest to you is you may be maintaining Huxley 24 or large portions of Huxley 24 right now and not being able to recoup any of the money from doing it. I mean, Darren, doesn't that sound reasonable to you?
No.
It may be in your best interest that we get in there and figure out what Huxley 24 is supposed to look like, because it may be that you guys are doing a lot of work right now and paying for it from the city of Huxley when it should be being paid for by that drainage district. Scott, do you think I'm way off there, or do you think...
That's a possibility. None of us really knows for sure. It's underground, so it's hard to know what's there, which is why it's such a difficult issue. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Like I say, we're learning.
What this meeting was
what it's all
to do.
About. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So,
Cambridge wasn't here.
Cambridge actually took over a district recently that was within the city, and they did call me on this one back when the letter was sent out on 38, and they're reluctant to take it over just because most of it is draining ag land. It is within the city, as Darren's statement show. I think it's one landowner ends up paying about 70% of the costs every time, Monty Sesker. And so I'm not sure if the city's using for tile, but it is within the city.
And they've got to be less apprehensive about it since they've already done this one.
Yeah, they're doing it already.
Okay. All right. So what do we have next then?
Roland?
No.
Oh, Kelly. Sorry.
Kelly, Washington, Palestine, 28. Okay.
Kelly just really has the question that they don't have the resources and everything. They're small. So if there is a problem, they don't have a resource to bring in to fix problems or to set up how to fix the problem. It's really basically funding-wise. Or yeah. Resources of who to bring in, not being charged an arm and a leg to bring them in to take care of it.
And so, basically, this is the Washington Palestine 28, and what does the narrative say here? Kelly, okay, meets.
Darren was kind of echoing her concerns.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not a funding issue because the money comes
money
from the drainage district.
Yeah, but
it truly is an administrative issue.
Right.
Having the resources to actually be able to get somebody in there to fix it.
I agree with that. Also, though,
they just put one in to right. Try to drain it more. The bad thing is all the ag that is on the outside, you don't know how much they've hooked into it. You know, I know a few times they've been assessed because of the farmers broken the tile, but the city doesn't have the resources to go out and do it, is basically what it
is. Yeah,
but
you don't even have a city employee, do you? I mean, a maintenance worker or what?
A part-time. I mean, he's basically hired an hour and whatever he does on the side. So for that city, it's really just an administrative cost.
Thank you.
Okay, now Roland.
Tried to get to you fast.
And really, I'm just here in response to the letter. We do want the information, which... you've stated here tonight that you will supply. Mm-hmm. They were also wondering about the individuals that would be assessed the cost, which that's also been addressed, that the county would take care of that. Well, I should say the bookkeeping of that part. We do realize that Roland 50 is basically all inside city limits. That's really the only reason I was here, was to get the information and tell you that we do need the records and stuff from that. As far as objections to it, the way I read the code, it sounds like you're completely in your limitations to do that, and we will have to accept.
Yeah, and just take back with you, this is truly not supposed to cost Roland any dollars.
Right.
It's supposed to let you control what you're using for your drainage.
The only comment on that is, with Roland's situation, I'm sure the city of Roland will take it over rather than assess every individual property owner, because they don't see how fair it is to every little house along that area. Mm-hmm. So it probably will be just taken over. But there again, that's our call, not yours. So
that's what Cambridge did with the one they took over. Is
they're just
maintaining it as part of their storm sewer system. They're not letting the people out there.
Yeah, because we know basically everything we have is hooked to it. So.
Yep.
And as an aside, I brought in materials from one of our districts to show you, give you an idea of what we have, and it is Roland 50 that I brought in because it's a smaller district. So after the meeting, if you want to just look at what's there.
That whole table
and Roland 50. Yeah, and anybody else can look at that too, just see what some of the district materials look like going way back to the beginning of time, essentially.
Thank you.
Okay. So Story City, 53, Lafayette 106.
This is kind of the one that triggered everything, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. 53.
It was 53 that triggered this whole conversation.
I'm not surprised they're not here.
Well, they've known this was coming.
Yeah.
We've had meetings with them.
Yeah, we've met with them
a couple landowners and a couple of city people in the past year.
Okay. Okay, so procedural
quickly
question.
Quickly summarize where you think we are at this point. We've had input. We've got some information that we need to be able to provide, particularly here for Roland. And I would really believe it should be for everyone here that we ought to try to make sure that whatever records and information that we basically have, to make it available so that at least someone can say that they have this information, and we would have a backup or duplicate file that we keep here. But I think it's important that we try to at least have that as one of our options.
And it may be a case where we decide to transfer several districts, but we don't do them all at once.
All at once, right.
Right. Well, on the city circumstances. Or, right. For instance, in Huxley, Palestine 24 has a negative balance right now. Now, that's the large rural and not the extension. Mm-hmm. And we can't transfer a district if it's got a negative balance. We'd have to levy that first. So there's issues like that. And then what I wrote on the agenda was, as I remember, if you just consider setting a date, it doesn't mean that we have to set a date tonight, that this is when we're going to transfer or not transfer control. Maybe we want to get the materials out there to the cities that have requested them, let them look them over.
I think we absolutely want to do that, but I also think it's important that we go ahead and set a date.
I think we need to set one. We can always...
This should be far enough away that I can divide time to... I mean, some of these districts have, I don't know, a couple hundred pages of documentation, and some of them have over 1,000.
Not
all that is what they're going to need. They don't need...
Tuesday, the middle of April. Is that like the 16th? I don't have my calendar in front of me. Who's got their phone?
I don't have a calendar with me.
March. I'm actually thinking beyond
Somebody's
April.
Ready.
Are you?
Thinking.
Yep. 17th or the 24th.
Yep.
Because this would be a board. Thank you. This would be a Board of Supervisors action, right?
No.
I like April 24th. Just throwing it out for conversation. I like it. Thank you. like April 24th, I think that if we can, we ought to clearly establish which drainage districts we're intending to talk about on the 24th and get all the materials out to those drainage districts so that they're prepared to respond before we take any final action.
And this would be at a regular board meeting?
I would say a regular Tuesday morning board meeting. Since it's Board of Supervisors that have to take the action.
Right. And what the code says is that once the resolution affecting the transfer shall state a time not less than 30 days nor more than 90 days. So
on the 24th, whatever action we take will be at least the end of May before.
Right. That's for the actual transfer of control, because that gives the municipalities time to get the materials in their hands.
So April 24th is the date that we want it to be on the supervisor's agenda.
Right.
To take action on the resolution.
And the date we want every municipality shooting for is saying, this is when a decision is going to be made one way or another on this district and this district and this, whatever the districts are that we determine we want to move ahead with. So that was just to throw out there for you guys to tell me if you think I'm close to on track.
I guess really the question is, a lot of the lion's share of the work falls on you, Scott. Does that give you a reasonable timetable to be able to do what we need to do?
It comes down to just making photocopies. So it's not difficult. It takes some time. But
is that enough time for you to get the information out to the city, or would you prefer to have more?
Well, we can go 3 months past the end of April.
Right.
That April 24th date is just the day that will be on our agenda.
But
we want to get the information out before the decision.
But on the 24th, you're actually saying we're going to
transfer control
to the city between 30 and 90 days from the date of April 24th.
Right.
So the cities need time to look at that also.
Right.
But the issue we run into is a lot of these maps are quite large, and we have a 11x17 photocopier. We can send cities copies and they can paste them together, but that's really not very palatable.
Right.
We have some digital files that are hand digitized from the maps. They're not the original maps, so we could send PDFs as well for the maps. But as far as what's in the books, the minutes, the original engineer's report on the district and all that can be photocopied pretty easily, because that will fit the 11x17 format or smaller. It's just the maps are large.
Maybe this will help.
GIS could help us with.
GIS could help with the maps of the district, yeah, because we can send them some PDF maps, and then they can look at those on their computers. Maybe you don't all have computers that will handle that. I should step back. And I mean, Ames can handle that. But you don't have a scanner, do you? What? Yes. Now, some of those maps will crack. Some of them, I'm afraid, even unroll. So a lot of them are in great shape. Some of them are in horrible shape.
Yeah. Right.
So it could take through the end of March to. I don't know if I get them all copied by the end of March. I could get a good start on it.
Well, I'm even saying through the first week in April. And if we're moving to the 24th, you still get it to them by the end of that first week in April, and they still, the cities will have plenty of time with them. But more importantly, where I am moving right now is to suggest that there's five drainage districts that we want to consider. And so as I asked you, if in fact it's five drainage districts that we consider, is that a reasonable amount of time to suggest that, Scott, we need you to get the information out by the end of the first week in April?
And which five would that be?
I'm moving on Washington 59 in Ames, Union 38 in Cambridge, Roland 50 in Roland, Story City 53, and Lafayette 106.
I think that would be doable. I'll just start making copies and either mail it to the city or take it to the city, or the city can pick it up, or we'll just work it out between myself and the cities. I don't think Danny will let me take her away. Okay, yeah, I know Ben.
Yep.
Okay, and those were just copied from the drainage book, right? But they didn't they give you a digital copy as well?
Yeah.
Or if that's something we could just email that to, it might be too big to email, or something we could give copies of to the cities. We'll have to look at what you have as well as what I have.
It's too bad we just can't transfer this to the DOT like they do when they have those public meetings and just tell them to lay out these maps out for us. You know, we've been doing them enough favors over the years.
Aaron, you have a large format printer or a large format scanner? Okay. Our copy
if we need a motion, I'm going to make a motion, but I wanted to give you guys, before I started down the path to make a motion, I wanted to give you a heads up of where I was going.
I agree with you on the districts, because those are the ones that I had circled also.
Okay. Well, then I move that we set April 24th at the Board of Supervisors' regular morning meeting to consider the transfer of control for drainage districts Washington 59, Union 38, Roland 50, Story City 53, and Lafayette 106 to the appropriate municipalities.
Second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and second to set April 24th at the regular Board of Supervisors meeting to establish the transfer of the five districts as mentioned. Washington 59, Union 38, Roland 50, Story City 53, and Lafayette 106 at that time. So any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I have another motion.
Okay.
I move that we direct our drainage district clerk to give all of these municipalities all the information on these municipalities by the end of the first week in April.
Okay, we have a motion to provide as much information as possible for all of these districts by the first week in April.
Is that
end of the first week in April? Assuming that can be done. Is there further discussion?
Do you want a date, specific date?
It would be helpful if we could come up with a date.
April 6th.
Okay.
It's a Friday.
Okay. With that, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I have one final motion. Well, final before I...
Call adjourned. Oh,
yeah, okay. I got one more before that. Make a motion that we work with the city of Huxley to ascertain exactly what is in Huxley Extension 24 so that we can make decisions down the road of what to do with that.
Second that.
Okay, it's been moved and second to consider working with the city of Huxley to ascertain what is in. Is that... extension number 24?
Yeah, Huxley extension 24.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Good. Now, just from a standpoint of meeting agenda and so forth, I want to make absolutely certain that the two additional things that we took place is basically considered proper, since they were not listed as an action to take place. This is all a part of the information in setting the meeting and the transfer. So the two additional motions, or the three motions, basically is to further... provide the necessary information for us to properly give notification and documentation towards the transfer of these districts on April 24th. I think that is
Yeah, just addressing the city's
concern.
That is
the purpose of what we're doing.
That was absolutely the intention, Wayne. Right. The first two motions, well, the first one obviously deals directly with it. The second one just supplies the cities with the information. The third one has to do with Huxley, and it doesn't relate to April 24th. It's just that I'm not taking that one completely off the table. I just need more information before I can decide what I think we need to do with Huxley Extension 24. So that was hopefully it all fits under what we were trying to do tonight.
Well, that's the way I'm interpreting it to be, unless I hear otherwise.
Now, can I make a motion?
Yeah.
Adjournment.
You're good. Second.
It's been moved in second. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed. Thank you all for being here this evening. And as I say, there's a lot ahead of us.
Okay with you guys if I call Shanker and go visit with him?
I appreciate your work.